613, 1320 WILS. Very chilly Thursday. We're at about, 17 at the moment, getting down to 11, and with wind chill, minus two tonight. Tomorrow, right here in Lansing, the African Children's Choir showing up here in Lansing at the Trinity Church. They're going to be singing at 6:30 p.m. tomorrow evening. Tina Sipp is the choir manager for the African Children's Choir. Tina, great to have you on WILS.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, we're talking about children from Africa. Where exactly are they from?
This group is from Uganda. There's 18 children, and they are ages 8 to 11.
Uh-huh. And what kinds of lives are they coming from? What are their home lives like?
Yeah, these children are from very impoverished backgrounds, and that's why they just don't have the opportunity for education because of their current situation, and so that's why we're here to help as many children as we can get the education that they need to become self-sustaining. And so, yeah, they're from very vulnerable backgrounds, very impoverished backgrounds, and really no hope of education.
And this is a tour they're on, right? Is it across the country then?
The tour that they're on is primarily East Coast, and kind of there in the Midwest. And so they're doing probably, 10 or 12 states over the course of their tour.
What do they think of the U.S. as they travel, considering where they're coming from?
You know, they're so great about just living the day, and so they're enjoying everything from some of the, local sites and new foods and things that they get to see outside the bus windows and things at the places where the host families take them. And they adjust very quickly. They, they love all the new things and all the fun that they get to have. So they adapt very quickly and have a great time.
Are they ready for the temperature they're going to experience here tomorrow?
they've had a pretty good dose of cold weather, and they love the snow. Yeah. Every child we bring out always hopes that they get to see snow, and so they've definitely had that wish come true.
Yeah. Do you get a sense they'd like to live here, even in the Midwest, rather than go home?
No, not at all. They're very proud to be African. They want to go home to family and friends and their own food and their own language. And and so it's they have a great time, but they know it's just for a short period, and then they'll be back home getting an education and helping their families. And yeah, they're not too inclined to stay here.
No, we're talking to Tina Sipp, choir manager for the African Children's Choir. The children are going to be performing tomorrow, 6:30 p.m. at Trinity Church. That's 3355 Dunkel Road here in Lansing. And what kind of performance is it then?
Yeah, the program itself is a very engaging, very moving, inspiring program. There's lots of there's three different ethnic costumes that are specifically designed for each choir. There's lots of wonderful drumming, ethnic worship music, and then also probably what we'd consider contemporary Christian music or gospel inspirational music. So it's lots of energy, lots of smiles, lots of the character and the spirit of the children really comes off of the stage. And so it's very engaging. And people really engage with the children. It's fun to watch concert after concert.
Yeah. You say they're from Uganda. What's the what kind of religious background do they have there then?
Most of our children will come from a Christian background. Some of them don't come from any religious background, depending on their family situation. But, I think across Uganda, there's the Church of England, there's Christian denominations and Catholic churches represented there, and also some of the Islam faith.
Yeah, what do their parents think about them traveling so far away from home at just 8, 10 years old?
You know, they're trying to get just one child educated, and so this is really huge for them, and so they know it's just for a short time, and it guarantees this child's education all the way through college. So they're also used to having other people raise their children. It's true that it takes a village to raise a child in Africa, and so they're used to other people raising their children and helping out. So it's not quite the same as what we might see here.
Yeah.
They'll be coming back, and they'll see them very soon. So it's not forever.
Yeah. What do they think of our fast food here?
Well, they love McDonald's and they love any kind of chicken. So burgers and chicken are pretty, Chick-fil-A and McDonald's and all of those kinds of things. They really enjoy that. Okay. They love French fries.
Do they have a McDonald's in their hometowns at all? Or?
You know, I think in the capital city there might be.
But it's generally is it novel food for them generally then?
Yes, they would not eat a lot of hamburger or chicken back home. Meat is very expensive, and from where they're coming from, that's probably maybe, you know, that's very, very rare for them to eat that kind of meat. So, they certainly enjoy it while they're here.
Well, and they're going to be in Lansing, the African Children's Choir right here in Lansing tomorrow night, 6:30 p.m. They start singing at the Trinity Church, 3355 Dunkel Road here in Lansing. The website, if you want more information, AfricanChildrensChoir.com. And Tina Sipp is choir manager for the African Children's Church. Tina, great to have you on WILS. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us and getting the word out.
Absolutely.